Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Jill Schlesinger is joining us this morning from Jill on Money. Weekends here on WBEN. It's Thanksgiving week, and we're kind of getting into that end of year mode, you know, preparing for the end of the year. Used to be routine, right, Jill?
Yeah, not so much this year. My goodness. And look, I know that this is not something you look forward to, but hey, you got a little bit more time on your hands. You're not going out as much right now. So here's your upside. You get to think about where we can find and save you some money. And this is vitally important, especially this year. A couple things to remember. Those economic stimulus checks, the economic impact payments, $1,200, the $500 for a kid, not taxable. However, if you received any form of unemployment, whether through the state of New York or whether through the federal government, those dollars are taxable. You've got to make sure whether you've had enough money withheld from those checks, and you can do that at the IRS website, irs.gov. Brian loves that website, I know.
It's my go-to, top of my bookmarks every single time I'm logging on. You know, I'm actually very excited, Jill, to do my taxes this year. It'll be my first time doing taxes while I have a kid. So, you know, so I'm waiting for, you know, some extra money to come my way. And then, you know, I'm factoring in all these other things. I was working from home for so long, right?
Yeah.
And that means I got a bunch of write-offs, shouldn't it?
Yeah, sort of. You wish. No. No. Okay. Remember a year ago before, in the before land, right? Before the COVID struck. I know. It's crazy. Well, last year in December, the Congress passed a sweeping change to benefits in both retirement planning. And before that, a couple of years before that, they always in December, they do this. It was the big tax cut. So that was in 2017. It's always like the big month is December. Sneak everything in. Well, that tax cut of 2017 meant that you are no longer allowed to deduct any business expense if you are an employee. So, Brian, if you were working as a freelancer and anchoring, then you could actually try to deduct your home office deduction, your expenses. But there are rules. You've got to have an exclusive and regular use of the portion of your home, and it has to be your principal place of business. So that rule changed in 2017. Understand that if you are an employee, you cannot deduct your home office expenses.
So not just me, but if you're a teacher working from home, you're in sales, you've been working from your home office all these months, and you put a little bit of money into it, don't expect to get anything back. I mean, it's like Murphy's Law, right? For that to happen this year, right after this passes.
I know. Well, here's the problem. When that passed, nobody really cared because there were other things that you were getting, like a larger standard deduction. You know, so there were other pieces of this. But I want to be clear that, you know, it never amounted to a lot of money, and people just got like they were really piggish about it. So let's say you're listening to this and you're self-employed. Okay. And you're like, sweet, I'm going to deduct my business expenses. Okay, but you've got to now account for what you are deducting. So if you, I'll use myself as an example. I have a radio set up in one room in my house. Okay. So that does not mean I get to deduct my entire mortgage payment. I have to look at the square footage of the room that I'm using for radio and TV. And then I have to use that as a percentage of what is the rest of my house. And then I also have to be limited by a certain amount of like what's my income. So there are people who go crazy with the home office deduction. By the way, it's a huge audit flag. Huge. So you've got to be very careful if you are going to take it. I know a lot of people are self-employed. They're gig workers and it seems like a great deal. Like, woohoo. But just be careful with that.
Huge audit flag. That's all I needed to hear. right? Okay. There are other things that people could be doing right now before the end of the year, like maybe making a Roth IRA contribution, right?
Yeah. I mean, look, there's a lot of things. If you're lucky enough that you had a job, there's a few things that really are important here. It could be that this is a great year to use a Roth. Okay. So maybe you have income, but your income was less this year than it was the previous year. A Roth, you pay the tax today, you make a contribution, and grows without any taxation. When you retire later on, you take the money out, no tax due. It's great. Now, the other aspect of this is, let's say you are working for a big company, you get to work from home, and you can say, oh, you know what? I'm actually doing better because I'm not spending as much money. Notify your payroll department. You may be able to increase your contribution to your 401k, your 403b, and do that so that you can maximize the tax savings benefit before the end of the year. So really important there.
If you've spent a lot of time maybe not paying back your student loans because you didn't really have to, I mean, is now the time where you start looking at that again?
Absolutely. Remember, the CARES Act was really important for the student loan borrower, and here's why. The CARES Act said that the student loan interest rate for federal student loans, not private, federal loans, dropped down to 0%, and no payments were due before the end of this year. However, that is all going to change unless Congress comes back and extends it more. But let's just presume the rules are the rules. That all changes. So if you are lucky enough to have a job and you have student loans, maybe this is a really good time for you to get a jump on those loan balances. You could send some money into the federal student loan, and you might be able to curtail the amount of period that you're paying. And so that would be kind of fabulous. You could shorten the term of the loan. And what a great idea that if you could do that right now. It sort of feels like a one-time only deal. For those of you who have contacted me, a few from Buffalo, by the way, on the radio show, who said, hey, I hear that Biden's going to wipe out 10 grand of student loan debt. If you really believe that, and I don't know what's going to happen, but then pay up to 10 grand and leave that remaining and roll the dice. I'm the kind of person who just pays it off. But anyway, you can try.
I did that too. And every time I hear someone ask that question, I'm like, oh man, did I make a huge mistake here?
I know. You don't know, right? And, yes. and be careful this year, especially just in general. You know, I really want to tell everyone that, you know, the financial implications of this are not going away until well into next year. So just be conservative in the way you're managing your money and looking ahead. And if there are obviously any questions, always go ask Jill at JillOnMoney.com. Brian, it's like I'm your auntie. Aunt Jill is here for you.
A very smart one, too.
Oh, that's the fun one, too.
Knows what she's talking about. Jill, thanks so much.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Happy Thanksgiving to you guys. Thank you so much.
We'll talk with you soon. That's Jill Schlesinger, Jill on Money. Hear her here every Monday with us and every weekend in her own show on WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.